If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Joshua chapter number 24. Joshua chapter 24, verse number 14. The Bible says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God." And Joshua said unto the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore put away," said he, "the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." And the people said unto Joshua, "The Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute in Israel in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak. And that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which He spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God." As we look at this morning, and we preached out of this text a few years ago, about 2011, and we preached on the thought of making decisions. Amen? Making decisions. But I want to preach kind of in a different direction this morning on it's decision time. Amen? It's decision time. You come to make decisions, but they come to the time that it comes time to make that decision. You know, you ponder things in your mind and you think about them. You kind of roll them around and see which direction you think you ought to go. But then there comes a time when you've got to just get down to where the rubber meets the road, and you have to make that decision. That's what Joshua was telling them here. He's getting ready. This is his the final message that he's giving them. He knows that he's going out of here, going to be with the Lord. He's finished his course. He's finished and he's about to meet with destiny. And he's telling the people here, praise God, what needs to take place. And he's telling them that you need to serve the Lord. Amen. You need to make a decision that you're going to serve the Lord. Now, somebody else can, you can say, "Well, Pastor, my mom and papa served the Lord, and mom and daddy served the Lord, but we have to serve the Lord." You have to choose yourself to serve the Lord. So it comes a time to make a decision time for each and every one of us. Amen. To serve the Lord. Now, it's not to serve the Lord. He said to serve the Lord is not an option. Amen. We have to serve the Lord. We need to serve the Lord. In other words, it's not an option. It's a necessity. You and I have to serve the Lord. We have to do those things to bring glory and honor to His name. Because if we don't, then the things that we do are things that that do not bring glory and honor to His name. Things that He is not pleased with. Amen? And so Joshua was putting it where the rubber meets the road. He said, "Look, it's time for us to make a decision." He said, "It's decision time for you people. It's decision time for us. We have to decide now who we're going to serve." And he said, "We got to serve the Lord. The Lord's the most important thing, praise God, that you can have in your life." He said, "Well, preacher, we got to work. We got to pray. We got to go to school. We got to do this. Got to do that." I realize all that stuff is part of your life. But the most important thing that you can have in your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when it's all said and done, when all that stuff's behind you, when your schooling's behind you, and it's important, amen? Schooling's important. You need to learn all you can. I wish I hadn't have been so dumb when I was in school, paid attention. Instead of graduating, be on a roll, praise God. I ought to graduate A on a roll, went on, praise God, and applied myself. Amen? But I was like most people were, Brother Chris. We was going in different directions, praise God, and every direction was kind of pulling you. And you thought, well, if I could just get through this school, if I could get this school behind me. But let me just say something this morning. When you get school behind you, hey, something else going to be there. And it's all your life, praise God, you're going to have to deal with different things. It's always going to be there. To have a home, to build a home, to have a family, to do all those things that we seek to do in this world. It's always going to be there. But the most important thing that you can accomplish, the most important thing that you have, the most important thing that you need today is a walk with Christ Jesus. We need to serve the Lord. It needs to be the most important thing that we do. So he says, he asked them a question, said, will you serve the Lord? He said, serve ye the Lord. Amen. It's easy to sell somebody else you need to do something for Jesus. Amen. And sometimes we try to pack that off on people, other people. We say, well, you know, this is doing it and that's doing it. Well, they love the Lord and they're in there really a working. But what about us? It's time for us to serve the Lord. It's time for us to be that example. Amen. We was talking about it in Sunday school. Amen. Even to the point of just sitting down at the table at lunch and putting your lunch in front of you and bowing your head and praying and ask God to bless it. Amen. That's serving the Lord. That's being faithful to Him, praise God. That's showing people that you're trusting the Lord. That what you're putting in your body, praise God, that you ask Him to bless it and preserve it and keep you safe. Use it, praise God, for to nourish your body so that you can continue to run well. Amen. But you can continue to run well for Him. Amen. See, it's a great big thing that we do when we choose to serve the Lord. Not only is it benefiting, is it praising, giving God glory, but praise God, it's benefiting us as well. Amen. Because God begins to bless us on purpose just because He can. Praise God. So we see the people and God, He asks them, sir, and He makes a covenant with the people. A covenant of commitment that they have, that they commit themselves to serve the Lord. Now they got all these other gods, all these other idols, you might say, that they serving, that they're all in their midst. And Joshua's saying, they're saying, well, yeah, I'm going to serve the Lord. He said, that just ain't going to work. He said, you got to put these idols from you. Amen. And then he begins to break it down, begins to show them what God has already done. Verse 17, he says, for the Lord our God, He is that brought us up out of in our fathers out of land. Now the people know this. They're saying, look, God's the one. We know that we're here today because God delivered us. God brought us out. Amen. It had to be the hand of God. Hey, Pharaoh wasn't going to just turn us loose. Amen. When we was down there in Egypt. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. Amen? He said, we couldn't get out of the world. The world had us bonded in bondage. Prisoner. Amen? He said, the Lord God, amen, brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And we did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. He said, it's the Lord that brought us out. Said, we know that for a fact. And he said, the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. Amen. So they made a statement. But I wonder, did they really mean it? See, a lot of times we can make a statement. We can confess. We can make a statement. We can make a profession. But do we really mean it? Amen. Is it really something from in the very fiber of our being that we mean of truth? Because of the truth that we have in Christ Jesus. He said, they said, we know what God has already done. You know the things that God's already done in your life and where He brought you from. They said, we know where He brought us from. He said, He brought us up and He brought us out. Amen. Now, do you remember when God brought you up and brought you out? Hey man, it was Him that done that, praise God. You might have tried to do things right. You might have tried to walk right. You might have tried to live right. But it just wasn't happening. Amen? I believe we struggle today because we're still trying, but we're trying it without the Lord. You got to have the Lord, praise God. It's decision time. We need to decide to just let the Lord be the Lord of our life, to guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. They said, hey, we know what happened. He brought us up. He brought us out. While we was on the journey, He preserved us. Amen? He brings us out, He brings us up, He brings us out, and He preserves us on the trip. He takes care of us. Do you realize that we ain't got enough sense? If the Lord wasn't there to breathe for us, we'd quit breathing. Amen. You couldn't take your next breath by yourself without the Lord. But the Lord puts that in there, pray. You don't have to think about it. That's the glorious thing. God created us, made us in a way that we don't even have to think about it. Amen. He put it in there. He does it for us. He said, well, preacher, you don't have to think about it. No, because God does it for you. Amen. He preserves you. Amen. He said, not only does He preserve, but He drives out drave out the wicked before them. God gets rid of the wicked things. When we put our faith towards Him, praise God, we make a decision for Him, He begins to get rid of all the wicked stuff in our lives. Amen? All that old ungodly stuff that you used to be a part of, it just disappears, fades away. It's gone. You don't need it no more, praise God, because there's something a whole lot bigger that's moved in. And He takes that old filthy table that you had, He cleans it off, and He sets you another table, and He says, come and dine. Amen. And we just pull up the table, we begin to dine. Because He's preserved, because He's drove out the wicked from among us. I praise God. And they say in verse number 18, said, we will serve the Lord. So they make a covenant, they make a statement that they will serve the Lord. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever made a statement not in your head, but in your heart? Not with your lips, but with your heart, that you're going to serve the Lord? Huh? Amen? You have to decide that. And it's pious time for us to make that decision. You have to decide for yourself if you're going to serve the Lord, praise God. Serving, praise God. Hey, it's easy to say, but it's really hard to do. You say, Pastor, you shouldn't have said that. Hey, it's the truth. I mean, you can say it all day long, but actually putting it where the rubber meets the road is a difficult task. Amen. You have to be committed to the Lord. You have to believe that what He did for you in Calvary, how He saved you by His marvelous grace, how God Almighty sent His only begotten Son to die for you so that through Him you could be saved. So that you through Him you could be saved. Through Him, praise God, that you don't have to die forever, but you can have life, an eternal life. Praise God. That's where things begin to change. That's where the difference comes in. Praise God. Because the one that came for us came to do those things for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. And they said, yes, sir, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. But Joshua, we're going to serve the Lord. And Joshua tells him, said, you cannot serve the Lord. Amen? He says, you cannot. He tells him straight up. He says, Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord. So why can't you serve the Lord? Because He is a holy God. And He's a jealous God. Amen? God's not going to have any gods before Him. We got so much stuff that we put before God. People tell me all the time, well, Pastor, I'd like to come to church, but I just don't have time. I'm just too busy. But you know, it's amazing to me that people can figure out time to do everything that they want to do. Come on. Amen. We have time to do everything that we want to do in our flesh. But we don't have time to come to the house of God. We don't have time to worship God. We don't have time to serve the Lord. Now, you know why that is? Because you don't want to. Amen? I believe if you truly get born again, praise God, you realize how close we are to D-Day. How close we are to the end of this dispensation of grace. I praise God. I believe we would get in. I believe we'd have a desire to just see folks get saved. Amen? Before it's eternally too late. But He says you can't serve the Lord. Because the Lord is holy, and He expects holy things. See, the Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. You say, well, preacher, see, that's where we've had a problem, because I just don't think I could ever be holy. Let me tell you something. God would not ask you, tell you to do something, be something that He wouldn't help you to be. Amen? You say, well, preacher, how can I get that? Through faith. Put our faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's glory. Somebody ought to shout. He's the finished product. Amen. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, He makes us like Him. Amen. It's Christ in you is the hope of glory, praise God. He moves in, takes up His abode. He begins to manifest Himself in such a most spectacular way. He starts taking out those old things. And put for everything He takes out, He puts something new. And the next thing you know, praise God, you're that new person in Christ. Amen. You're bragging on Him. You're telling people about Him. You're inviting people to church, praise God. You're excited about going yourself. Amen. You can't wait to get to church to tell somebody about what Jesus done for you this week. Amen. Well, I praise His holy name today. He done miracles for us this week. He heard and answered our prayer. He healed our people, praise God. Got them on the road to Minden. Glory to God. That was Him. You say, well, preacher, they went to the hospital and doctors did that. Doctors can't do nothing without Him. Amen. The only thing, the only ability they have is the ability that God gave them. Amen. Hey, if it wasn't for the good God of heaven touch their heart, they'd be dumb as rocks. But praise God, He gives them that ability. So Joshua brings them down here to the end. He said, hey, listen, you can't serve the Lord. You don't have the capacity, but you're not ready to serve the Lord. Don't you notice something about Joshua? He brings them back here to Shechem. Amen. He brings them back to this place. He said, Joshua's going to give them this final message, this final encouragement, and he brings them to a meaningful place. Amen. A place that they knew about. Shechem holds a lot of memories for the children of Israel. Amen. It was at Shechem where God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12. Amen. He told him that He's going to bring him out and He's going to take him to a place. He's going to show him great things. It was in Shechem where Jacob had a family revival, praise God. Where he met Esau on the way back up to Bethel, praise, and praise God, they embraced those that had been alienated from one another, embraced and loved and kissed each other. That one that had swore to kill him, praise God, had come and hugged his neck and loved on him. God does that. And He brings them this familiar place. Amen. It was a place that was near Mount Ebal. Praise God, where the people would come together in Joshua chapter number 8, and they would rededicate their walk with God. Amen. It was in this place, and it's this place, this special place, where Joshua brings His people together. He brings God's people together so that He can encourage them, praise God, and set them on the right path. It's a special place. You know, it's easier for us to meet with God in a special place. That's why God gave us the church. Amen? This is not just a building. This is God's church. This is where God meets with His people. Amen? And it's easier for His people to meet in His place. That's why God said not to fail to assemble yourself together as the custom some is. Even so more, when you see the day approach, He said we need to be gathering together in His place. We need to gather together in a familiar place with familiar people, with a familiar God, and get the help from heaven that comes down among us when we're here. Amen? We are blessed beyond measure. Amen? And sometimes we don't even realize it. So He gives us this familiar place. He brings them to a familiar place. And He begins to rehearse the history, the things that God has already accomplished. You say, preacher, why do you do that? Why do preachers and why do people all the time go back and they want to keep going back and sharing and telling about what God... Did I ever tell you about the day I got saved? Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because it's important. It was a spectacular day. It was a day, praise God. It was an event in my life that has no equal. Amen. So Joshua's doing that. He's bringing him here. It's Elisha's, his life's message. He's laying that here. He said, are you going to serve the Lord or not? Amen. He said, hey, it's decision time. They said, yeah, we're going to, we know what God, we're going to serve Him. Amen? We're going to serve Him. Joshua, you won't serve Him. You can't serve Him. And then he goes back and he's already told them in chapter number 24. He brings them to Shechem, very familiar place, has great memories for every one of them. Amen? And he begins to lay out what God's done for them. He says the people, praise God, said your fathers dwell on the other side of the flood in old time. Even Terah, verse chapter number 2. The father Abraham and the father Nahor. And they served other gods. Amen? He said, error number one, they were serving other gods. Amen? He said, listen, there's only one God. Amen? There's only one Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And He's the only one that we can serve. He's the only one, praise God, that we can be found pleasing in His eyes. These other gods are no gods at all. They're not real. They're made up. So He took your father Abraham from one side of the flood and led him through all the land of Canaan. Multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Then I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave Esau a Mount Seir to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. So God's laying out history for them. Said, and Moses also and Aaron. And I plagued Egypt according to that which I had did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt. Amen. That's out of the world. You know, God's still bringing people out of the world. Amen. Every day, God's still bringing people out of the world. Every day, we're still seeing people birthed into the family of God. They're coming out of the world into a newness of life and the life everlasting. Amen. He said, and he came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen under the Red Sea. You remember the story? Pharaoh finally let them go because of all the plagues and the pestilence. And he said, go ahead, get your people and get out of here. So they gathered up wealth and praise God, they lit out. They got over to the Red Sea, couldn't go no further. And they looked back and here come Pharaoh. Pharaoh done changed his mind. That's what the world does, amen. You think they're going to go with you and the next thing, no, they're going against you. But I want to say we serve a God that's on our side. He is always going to be with us. He's always going to be there to protect us. He's always going to be there to deliver us. Praise God. Deliverance will come. We put our faith in the Lord. We make a decision for Him. He said, when they cried, verse number 7, unto the Lord, He put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I've done in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. He said, you saw what happened down in Egypt. You saw me deliver you from the Egyptians. You saw me bury them in the sea after you had crossed over dry shod, amen, without even getting your sandals wet. And God had destroyed the whole army of Pharaoh in the Red Sea. He said, you saw that. You witnessed that. How many things have we saw? How many things have we witnessed? The magnificent power of God that we have saw. Amen. Praise God. That's the hand of God. That's still the God that's able to do all things and do it well. He said, I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. Now watch this. He said, I gave them into your hand that ye might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Amen. And he said, then there was old Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, rose up and warred against you, against Israel, and sent Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Ain't you glad God don't hearken to other people? God don't listen to the voices of men, praise God. God is God. He's all be God. God is in charge. He's in control. And He knows exactly what needs to take place in my life and yours. You know, we go ahead and we beat our head against the rock trying to figure out the direction that we need to go when we ought to just fall on our face, bow our head, amen, down between our knees and say, Lord, please, just give me some direction. Show me where you'd have me to go. Show me what you want me to do and help me to walk therein in the power and the might of a holy God, a God who's able, praise God, to direct my path, who's able to come alongside me and guide me through the hard places, to be able to smooth out the road before me and make me a path in the wilderness. Amen. He did it before. He said, hey, listen, this is what God has done before. Joshua brings them to the place. He said, God ain't changed. He's still the same God that He's always been. Amen. He said, you remember your past? The bitter bondage? Amen. The servitude? Amen. But He said, God brought you out of that. He said, you remember the mercies of God in the wilderness? How God was merciful for it to you? How every day you got up and there was manna? Amen. They didn't have no provisions, but God Almighty provided manna. For 40 years in the wilderness, every day they got up and there was the manna. What is it? That's what it is. What is it? And it was manna from heaven. Praise God. Every day they'd just go out and collect what they needed. And it sustained them. You say, preacher, what did it taste like? I don't know. I believe it kind of tastes like whatever you was wanting that day. Amen. Whatever satisfy your soul, praise God. It was God, that God had. That's what it is. The manna of God today is still that'll satisfy your soul. That inward person, praise God, that needs that daily nourishment from the Lord. God said, you remember what God done for you? He brought you out in those tender mercies of God that He bestowed upon you. Amen. Praise God. But He said, listen, if you're going truly to serve the Lord, He said, if you're going to truly serve the Lord, He said, then you've got to be sincere in your walk. He said, you've got to be sincere in your talk. You got to be sincere in your way of living. Amen. Sincerity. Decision time is a time of sincerity. We come sincerely before the Lord. Look what He says in verse number 20. He said, if you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, He hath done you good. He said, God's blessed you. God's helping you. How many people do we know that God's blessed and God's helped and they turn their back on God? They go on their own lascivious ways and do the things that they used to do before, and God ain't pleased with that. Amen. And they wonder why God, the chastened hand of God comes down upon them, because God's trying to get us back where He can help us, where He can love on us, where He can open up the portals of glory and pour out handfuls on purpose. Amen. Instead of when you have hard times and have troubles, praise God, instead of running away from God, just run to God, get under that spout where the glory comes out, Brother Kevin, and just wait on God to open the spout and pour out on you the manifold blessings of heaven. Praise God that He wants to do, because He's your heavenly Father. He loves you. He cares for you. He said, preacher, do you really believe that? Hey, if He didn't, He wouldn't have sent His only begotten Son to die for you. He loves you enough that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins and for mine, that through Him we might be saved. But Joshua tells me, listen, God is a jealous God. And all the things that we put before Him are for naught. They won't amount to nothing. I know we got things that we have to do. We got things that we like to do. And that's all good and well, as long as we don't put it before God. Yeah. Amen. Joshua said, you cannot serve the Lord if you're putting all these things before God. Amen. You just have to back up and say, you know what? I'm going to put God first, and I'm just going to rejoice in the blessings He's bestowed upon and what I'm able to accomplish past that. To God be the glory. You'll find out different things begin to happen because you start reprioritizing your life. I'm guilty. That's a long time, Brother Junior. I'd run 14 different directions, trying to do 14 different things at a time, and I never finished nothing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, be honest. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. There come a day when I realize, you know what, I'm just going to serve the Lord. I'm going to love Him, praise God. I'm going to try to love on people, and I'm going to do one thing at a time. Amen? And guess what? I'm actually accomplishing things now. Amen. I'm getting things finished. I'm completing tasks. Amen. You say, how come, preacher, tell us how to do that? By prioritizing and putting Jesus first. Serving the Lord first, and everything else will fall in place. Amen. It's amazing how God, you can't outgive God. Amen. When you take of your financial ability and you give to God, does God unction your heart? God's always put it back 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 10-fold. The same way with our time, praise God. When we separate ourselves to Christ and do things for Him, praise God, He puts it back. He gives us, it's almost like Joshua prayed and God made the day longer. Amen? He gives you time to complete those tasks. He gives you the wisdom to do those tasks wisely so you don't spend so much time trying to figure it out, more time just getting it done. Amen? So Joshua comes to the people, praise God, and he says, listen, God's a jealous God. He wants your full attention. Amen? He won't tolerate any rival, any rivalry in your life. Amen? Anything that's more important than Him, He ain't gonna like it. Hello? You go down there, by the old Inca plant where they got the soccer field. And today, this morning, when we come through early, it's slam full of little old youngins. Running and playing and kicking a little old round ball with spots on it. Amen? And parents bringing them from afar, praise God, pour it in there, and they'll spend all day. Now, if you ask me, they'll say, I don't have time to do anything. Amen? But they got time to go to the soccer field and spend all day. You say, well, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong with youngins playing soccer. Yeah, as long as they don't play it on Sunday. Amen? You say, well, preacher, that's what they do. They just schedule it to do that. Amen? They wouldn't if parents didn't take their kids. If we got back the way it was, praise God, we didn't go to these sporting events. We didn't go participate in things that took place on Sunday or Wednesday night, praise God. They quit doing it because they wouldn't have nobody there to do it. Amen? You say, well, I don't know how to change it. We got to start. Hey, you can change it one person at a time. Little Johnny, praise God. Little Sally, little Johnny, praise God. If they're not there, don't participate. You say, well, preacher, if we don't take them, then they won't let them play. Well, that's all right, praise God. Put them in something else. Amen? So they get the idea. He said, hey, you can't serve. Joshua said, you can't serve the Lord and live in this world. Man, you got to separate yourself out. There's got to be a sincerity in your walk. You got to be sincerely following Christ. You got to be sincere about your walk with Christ. You got to be sincere about your salvation. You got to be sincere about your attitude of worship. Amen. Can't be nonchalant, praise God. It has to be the real thing. Praise God. You can't have several gods in your lives. Amen. There's got to be one God. And He has to be Lord of it all. Hello? See, that's where we mess up. We don't have one God that's Lord of it all. We put our faith and trust in, praise God. Ask Him to help us, knowing that He will because He loves us. He wants the best for us. You say, what is the best, preacher? So that's that peace that we have through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Everything else, praise God, is for nothing. Everybody serves God, some kind of God. Amen. Everybody serves some God today. Amen. But the only true God is the one that we serve through Jesus Christ our Savior. He's the true and living God. Amen. So what was Joshua telling them here? He said, it's time for a decision. See, they made a promise back over in 8. They'd rededicated. But he said, you're getting ready to go into something different. You're getting ready to go into land. He said, I'm getting ready to go out of here. He said, you need to make a decision. He said, it's decision time. They choke, church, it's decision time. We need to decide whom we're going to serve. Whether it be the world and mammon or it be the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven. Amen. Who will you serve today? The choice is yours. He said, choose this day. Amen. Whom ye will serve. It's every individual's opportunity. It's every individual person's responsibility. It's every individual's responsibility, praise God. It's decision time. It's time to make a decision who you're going to serve. You're going to serve old flesh. Amen. The flesh is hard to deal with. Amen. You can't control it. You hear what I say? You cannot control your flesh. Your flesh will it'll override everything that you think you ought to do. Amen. It'll get the best of you. But if we make a decision that we're going to serve the Lord, we're going to ask God to help us in all that we do. He'll begin to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. He said, how can I escape this body of death? He said, it's just like I got an old dead carcass chained to me. It's putrefied, it's rotting on me and destroying my flesh. He said, what can I do? He said, but through Jesus Christ, my Savior, that bondage is broken. Amen. Jesus Christ, your Savior, praise God. It's decision time. So I just think I'll go with God. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to start prioritizing my life. And my priority is that my decision time is going to be a decision for Jesus. I'm going to do it personally. Hey, my family may not go with me. My people around me may not want to go with me. People that's in the community may not want to go with me. But praise God, I'm going to serve the Lord. Joshua would say this, back over in verse number 15. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood. Amen. We know how that worked out for them, don't we? Amen. They were destroyed. Said, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. He said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua says, I've come. He said, Brother Billy, he said, I come to my decision time. He said, I just tell you folks, he said, I've decided to follow Jesus. He said, I've decided to serve the Lord. Amen. They said, we're going to serve the Lord too. He said, well, you can't. Amen. Because he said, you've got to be sincere in your desire. Amen. You've got to be sincere. Just as sincere as you are in doing your job and doing your living your life, praise God, we've got to be just as sincere in the decision that we make to serve the Lord, or it'll never come to the full. It'll never work. It'll never happen. Amen. You have to decide within yourself to do that. And you have to work at it every day with the help of the Lord. Amen. Say, Lord, help me to put you first. And then everything else will fall in place. Remember what Jesus said? He said they need food and clothes and raiment and all this other stuff. You know, we worry about that and we fret over that and we try to figure out how we're going to get this and get that and pay for that and get this in and, you know, take care of this thing and that thing and another thing. He said, but if you seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, just do what's right. He said, God said He'd take care of all that. It shall be added unto you. Amen. God said, I'll take care of it. If you'll seek me first, if you'll serve me first. He said, it's time for a decision. I said, it's time for a decision. Amen. He said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to do our best to serve the Lord. Hey, listen, we don't have long. Amen. You talking about the rapture until God takes us out here? No, I'm talking about just living this life. Amen. Just living life. It's fleeting. It's like a vapor and it's gone. Now, I know when you're young, it seems like you're going to live forever, right? I mean, you remember when you was 15 and a half and you was chomping at the bit to get your driver's license so you could hit the road? And then somebody told you, said, well, you know, life is short. And you said, life's short. He said, these days are lasting forever. Amen. And then that comes that day, you get your license, and you wake up the next day and you're 30-year-old working in a factory somewhere, 35-year-old working in a factory somewhere doing some tedious job that you never thought you'd do. Well, how in the world did I ever get here? Where did the time go? Amen. It's fleeting. But he said today, it's decision. Joshua, decision time is now. Decide who you're going to serve. And just serving. Amen. But you've got to make that decision. And you have to be sincere in your decision. He said, choose you this day whom ye will serve. It's an individual thing. Amen. It's an individual thing. First, you've got to realize, have I been saved? Have I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior? He died on Calvary for my sins, that through Him I might be saved. Have you asked Jesus to come to your heart? Have you asked Jesus to forgive you your sins? Have you invited the Lord to become the Lord of your life? That shepherd, that chief shepherd of your soul. You know, your soul is the most important thing that you have. Amen? Your spirit and your soul, praise God, lives down in you, praise God. That's how we connect with God. Amen? And said, if we have that connection, we'll have it forever. you don't have it, praise God, you won't have it forever. It's that we have now that God says, when your body goes back to dust from which it comes, Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, He said the spirit goes back to God who gave it. Amen. And those spirits that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they just go right on into glory to be with Him. But those spirits that have denied and rejected and unbelieved Christ Jesus as their Savior go into the pits of hell, regions of the damned, alienated from God forever. No, it'd be bad enough to go to hell lost, praise God, in a region of the damned where it's screaming and crying and weeping and gnashing teeth. People are screaming at you just because you're there and they don't want you. Amen? But the worst thing about it would be alienated from God forever. Never be able to feel His presence, to know His love. But He said that's not what God determined. He said it's decision time. He said make a decision for Christ today. Josh would say, but as for me and my house, that we're going to serve the Lord. He said, we're going to make a decision for Christ today. We're going to go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go with God. And I'm going to see how that works out for me. So I've heard these days pretty good dividends. Pretty good insurance policy. Amen. Praise big dividends. And then, that's the one I'm looking for. Because I've got my hope and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm in this old physical world, but Chris, I'm worth a whole lot more dead than alive. Because I have insurance policies, amen, that protect my wife. Hey, if I croak today, she'll be a wealthy woman. Amen. Don't ask Barry no money, she won't give you none. She's tight. Amen. But praise God, outside of this world, I've got an assurance policy. And I'd rather have an assurance policy than an insurance policy. My assurance is in Christ Jesus, Lord. I made my decision. Just serve the Lord all the days of my life, as long as I can. Amen. Till I'm not able no more. And then I'll fly away. Man, I'll go to be with Him where He is, as heir and joint heir with Christ Jesus, my Savior. Praise God, to live with Him forever. Praise God.